All right, Jessica, the Bad Batch, where we attempt to answer somehow Palpatine returned.
And we actually get closer to that in these episodes. These were hard episodes for me. I don't know about you, but
dark.
And I don't know that I've ever been this emotionally affected by Star Wars in this way ever.
Jeez, like I think of that last scene in Rebels, you know, or Clone Wars, that last scene in Clone Wars with Ahsoka out there. Okay, we won't visit that. Yeah, no, this was dark.
It was really dark.
Shows the depths that the Empire will go to for their control.
I think what there is one scene in episode 10 when they're in the vault and that little kid, I think it was Eva, you know, like no hair, but she sort of had like, I don't know, like hornish things coming out of her and these big blue eyes.
Yeah.
And she's looking up at Emery, like, when do we get to go home?
Yeah.
Done. All right. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't. And I, you know, part of my brain is like, you're watching a cartoon, Jessica. Like,
yeah,
get over
yourself.
It's
just a story.
But man, I mean, dark and heavy. And it, after I watched, I physically felt sick. Like, I remember I'm on a Facebook group with another podcast called Blast Points. And I posted up in there, like, I'm not okay. And that's still how I feel. Like, I'm not okay with that. And I've listened to a couple other podcasts since this identity crisis, episode aired. And a lot of people just take it at face value. And so I don't know why it hit me so hard, but yeah, I am not okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is episode 10 and 11, right? Identity Crisis and then Point of No Return. That was a double episode.
Yep.
We're combining this with episode 12, Juggernaut.
Right, because we kind of missed last week. Well, you know, I had a snowstorm. I live in New Hampshire. We had a snowstorm. We lost power. We lost internet. And then you went traveling. And so we just couldn't connect. So we said, we'll just do a threefer here this week. So it is what it is, right? Identity Crisis, you know, it starts off nice enough, right? In this little kind of Star Wars city with this cute little creature that I don't know what it was, but it was some kind of, I don't know,
plush toy. Yeah, no, it was cute. It was like Grogu-esque, sort of. But,
but I don't know. It sort of looked like an owl almost, but it didn't have wings. It just, I don't know what it was, but it was absolutely adorable. And of course, you then find out that the kid has some force abilities and you've got this nasty guy who rings up the Empire and is like, hey, guess what? Another one of those little force sensitive kids is here. Come grab them. And that was sort of the beginning of the end of the episode for me, right?
Yeah. Good to see Cad Bane again.
You know, it's always good to see Cad. Yeah.
I want to say it is, because he's a good villain, but like we put him and Vinnick Shan kind of on the same lines, and she really has much more. There seems like there's some things she wouldn't do that Cad Bane would, right? These kidnapping children seems pretty villainous.
Very villainous, yes.
Vinnick, like she, we find out she was after Omega really to protect Omega for Nala Se.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that Cad Bane is just, he's fine with hunting children and locking them in these, in the stroller locker or something.
He has zero moral compass, right? And really neither does Hemlock, right? Both of them, they deserve each other. So but you know, Cad is, it was good to see him. I don't know, he's just kind of like a favorite bad guy.
type
Western
thing.
sort of thing, yeah.
Good Western villain. But yeah, he's the guy that comes from the Empire to take this kid. He stuns the mother, shoves the kid into some kind of footlocker, and takes the kid away. And you're like, oh,
Stroller
that's
locker. It was a stroller
stroller
locker.
locker.
Yeah. Coming to you by Up a Baby Soon.
Gone with the kid. And yeah, I mean, that's heart-wrenching. You know, m mothers being stripped of their children is probably one of the most heart-wrenching things that I can even think about. So it's yeah, very very sad. And it was not, I just keep saying it was not okay. Not okay. So what does it show us though that so what Cad it shows us what Cad Bane will do, that the Empire is still hunting these force sensitive youth because they're more malleable than adult. Well, I guess they say it in there, right? They're more malleable than adult Jedi, but there's fewer adult Jedi because that
Order
old
66.
4066 thing. Yeah. Build them all. Yeah. And the kids don't know what's going on. And I think as a Jax then holds out his hand and like accepts that he's having his blood drawn because he doesn't know what's going on. So
Yeah, I think if you grow up and that's your normal, then you're not going to know any different, right? So you, I guess the idea is to just get the kids before they settle into a routine or before they have memory of anything else,
or strong enough to defend themselves.
and
True.
put them in the vault. Yeah. But where are we going from here? Like it just, Hemlock is just is not even a moral compass. He doesn't even know how to spell the word moral. He's just out there to further his career, further his research, and doesn't really care about playing politics. You know, he kind of goes toe to toe with Tarkin over
Yeah.
budget, and he sort of feels like I'm on this as a special thing to the Emperor, and I'm
Yeah.
gonna figure out how to make Palpatine live again and again and again. And he doesn't really care about anything else. Very single-threaded individual. But with the with Nalase now in a cell, right? Emery makes a pitch to him, and I'm trying to remember, you know, usually I show up at these podcasts and I've watched them two or three times, but this shook me so much. I honestly have only watched them once. So, but I remember Emery saying something like she had worked with Hemlock for years, 20
Yeah,
years or something
yeah.
like that.
She
That kind of stunned me a little bit. There was a long amount of time. But she makes a play like, hey, put me in, coach. I don't want to play.
Yeah.
The Kaminoan can no longer be trusted.
Do you trust me? I've spent years working by your side. With a proper clearance, I could be more useful.
You wish to be the new chief scientist, Dr. Carr?
I believe I have earned it.
Very well. Let's begin by bringing you up to speed on Project Necromancer.
Does she do it for the science? Does she do it because she wants the promotion? Or does she do it to put herself in a position to where then she could protect or influence what happens to Omega? I think it's part of the identity crisis, right? Is that she.
It's definitely her identity crisis. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, when I saw the scene, I thought at first it was her career, her wanting to get that promotion and to continue the research. But I think with the not, because she didn't know about the vault, right? She
Yeah.
was just introduced to it. So when he introduces her and sort of pulls back the curtain a bit, I think that's eye-opening to her, and I think she starts to second guess the reason or the means that they're taking to get their research done.
Down.
So, you know, he refers to them, the kids, as specimens.
Yeah. And recommends doing the same to her so that she doesn't personalize them.
don't learn their names, call them by their numbers, whatever they are. But they're kids. How can you not just want to love on these little kids? And Emery does. She learns their names. She calls them by their names. The kids start to get a little attached. Where is Nala say? You know, she said she was going to figure out how we were going to go home. You know, when are we going to go home, kind of thing. So they still have this. They apparently got the kids after they had this concept of being home. You know, they could, they want to return back. They have some sort of memories, or they at least know that they're not supposed to be locked up in this vault playing whatever those games are that they're playing on the tables every time we see them.
Yeah, anti-gravity game or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Space Tetris, something like that. And then one of the kids tries to break out, and of course that's not going anywhere, and they stun him and they put him into solitary confinement, and the other kids are like, what's going on? You know,
that one was Jax, right? So he's paying attention on how to get out, and he's got a plan, and you know, pretty close to it, but yeah, that they stun him.
And I like, how is he going to get through all the lasers, like the wall of
he
doesn't know what's beyond the door, right?
Yeah,
so Emery goes to talk to Nala Say, you know, who's not really all that helpful, except she pulls at the heartstrings and says, you know, take care of the kids, look after them or something like that. And
she says something that, so Kara says, well, I don't know how I could help them, or I'm not in a position to help them. And Nala says, don't you? Like, she kind of flips it. She says, well, don't I have to do my Nala Say, I don't
do, please
you?
Do it.
Yeah. With her long, slow movements, her, but she sort neck, of implies or puts it back on Kara, is that, well, you do know how to help her, like get her out of here. Don't you?
Yeah. Don't you know how to help her? Yeah.
There you go. That's better.
And why is he keeping Nala Say alive in the cell?
Yeah, probably because she's this, you know, brilliant geneticist, and so maybe he, you know, needs her, or maybe he might need her, or
maybe. Just another kind of crazy point there. After that, Hemlock says that, you know, there's another specimen coming, and Emery forces, you know, the point that I want to go and pick this up. And at first he doesn't agree, but then he's got a Skype call with Tarkin. And
Governor Tarkin. He's not been promoted yet.
Not Admiral yet. Governor Tarkin.
Moff. Yeah.
Moff is above Admiral. That's what we determined.
Governor. So who would you said? Governor. So Governor is a big deal, right? The Governor of Rebels. She was kind of inept.
But Governor Price.
Governor Price. Yeah. But I don't know. He's Moff. He's Grand Moff when he's got the Death Star. So he hasn't been promoted into his Moff rank yet.
Moffism.
Yeah.
No, he's still the governor.
Yeah.
And he's talking to Hemlock about his budget and how, you know, why are we giving you all this money? And Hemlock, it doesn't even faze him at all. He's like, you have to give me this money. This is for the Emperor. Like, I don't even want to hear it.
It's funny that Tarkin always comes up on these budget spats. Like, he did this with
he did. What was the one
with
that he
Thrawn?
Did?
He did it with Thrawn over
with
the
Thrawn.
What's the name of that TIE fighter? The Defender, the TIE Defender.
Yeah, the new one. Yeah.
So, always in these budget spats with Tarkin.
He's the guy that's controlling all of the money, and so they fight about that, but I kind of I got the idea that Hemlock would win that fight.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then what happens? Emery gets the kid in the cradle locker thing from Cad Bane. And they have some, like, she starts to ask Cad a question, and Cad's like, one, basically, be careful what you ask.
Yeah,
Like,
you reveal more by your questions than you think.
yeah.
How many others like this have you captured?
Let's just say I'm good at my job.
And where did this child come from?
Asking questions like that, you give away more than you think.
That she's curious where the child came from and all, it shows that she cares, and that kind of outs her as caring versus just, this being transactional.
And I don't think he really cares. He just turns around and walks back onto his
Well,
ship, like,
good
lady.
information for him. Like he's a bounty hunter. He likes to know, needs to know information.
That'll come up some point. And then I think the next thing is them introducing the new kid into the vault, quote unquote. And Eva is mad at Emery because Jax is in solitary confinement because he tried to bust out, and she's mad at Emery for lying about that. And so I think Emery does have a little bit of a crisis, an identity crisis there, right? Like, where do I fit in all this? Do I really agree with it? And she's kept Omega's little doll. And she returns and she gives Eva Omega's doll.
Or Tuca doll.
Tuca doll.
Yeah. All cute.
That was
Okay.
horrible.
It
I
was rough.
hated this episode.
It was a
Yeah.
slow, dark, painful episode.
I
Like
can
painful
still
watching it
see
again.
that little girl's eyes, and I just,
Yeah.
man. Innocence of youth, like you, I don't know, shattered me. My heart, I felt physically nauseous at the end of this. I was like, why? Why, Jessica, are you
Why
so, why are you,
moved by
why is
this?
this such a visceral reaction? But I don't know. They just,
Well, you're a mother
I guess you're a mom,
and
you
Star
have
Wars
kids,
nerd.
you. And I'm a Star Wars nerd, so
Yeah.
it's like the cross-motionization of all the feels. So yeah. Anyway, we can be done with that episode if you please
Okay.
go to the next one.
So the point of no return.
The point of no return.
Yeah. So we
Back on
start with
Happy Pabu.
Was it starting with Pabu or does it start with Fi? No, it doesn't. It starts on Pabu because they say, oh, we know how to find her.
Talking about Fee.
Yeah. The clone troopers that are the spies, they have to go find her, right? And they know where to look for her.
Oh, that's right. And they put the
Yeah.
tracker on Fee's,
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it
or
says
no,
that, but
he downloads where she's been, and then that's how they find Pabu.
gets in
Yeah.
their ship, right, and finds out where she's been, downloads it from the Marauder, finds out where she's been, and then we see her landing. Why does her droid go in and out of that special hatch in the back?
Compartment, yeah, and not like in the main ship. I'm not really sure. So, sometimes you see like R2 or BB-8, like they kind of get loaded into an
Fighters.
outside piece there. Yeah, so I don't know why that happens with Fee.
No.
You
Okay.
should ask her. You should write her a DM her and ask her. Yeah.
We've done this wrong. The assassin droid, how do we, because he's going to her ship to find the location of the Bad Batch.
Yeah.
Because he, yeah. So how did he know where to find her? Like I felt like that we had a there was some setup to where he knew where to find her.
I only watched this episode once and I don't
Okay.
remember.
I have pregnancy brain. So okay.
So.
Sympathetic pregnancy brain. Okay. All right. Well, anyway, so he sneaks onto her ship, downloads where she's been, and then now he
Correct.
can pinpoint a couple, like now he knows where There's one or two places he needs to look for where the Bad Batch are. Sneaks out. She thinks she hears something, but, you know, gets in anyway and takes off down.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it. But he's got the information, gives it to Scorch. Now, we've given a name to the clone commander at Tantus. So Scorch now knows the location. Send the divisions.
And out they go.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, back on Pabu, right? Yes. They're trying to leave. And so they're trying back to pack the Marauder with apparently all the provisions they need for the next year and a half. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pack it all in there.
I kept thinking, like, leave. Just get in. Leave. There was good.
No, they did a good job of like keeping you right there on the edge. Like, go leave now. Yeah. Avoid, you know, but no.
What's about to happen?
Alert, that doesn't
there
happen.
There was a cool detail. And the reason I was looking at it is that everybody's been talking about this as it's moving forward, that the climate and Pabu, the sky at Pabu has been changing through these episodes, that it was all sunny and bright, and there's been clouds in it. Like, it's been cloudier and cloudier through episodes. And so now I was watching it in this episode, it starts and it's got dark clouds over Pabu.
No kidding.
Yeah. Okay. We didn't talk about this, but it had been, as you look at it, as it progressed, there's been more and more cloud cover over Pabu. And this one in the beginning, very dark clouds over Pabu.
Yeah. It is very gray, very dark.
Yeah. Which was cool. Right. That
those
they
damn animators.
Those guys.
They're so good.
But they're loading their supplies. And Omega is going to leave some stuff behind, right? She's got this little special trophy shelf. Text glasses are in there as goggles. And then she leaves her Tuca doll in there. And is she leaving her childhood behind? Is that what we're saying with that?
Well, she's adding to the archives of Pabu, kind of leaving her mark on their history. And I think it was also a way to get the things that we hold the most sentimental attachment to off of the Marauder so that they would be safe because the Marauder gets destroyed. And as you know, so would her doll and text glasses and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, it was a convenient way to get those off the ship. But the, you know, Fee is all about these artifacts of history and things like that. And, you know, so it kind of makes sense that they would have, you know, the halls of Pabu history and try to document that. And the Bad Batch is definitely a piece in their history. So why not put it in their little hall of fame? Yeah. That's what I got out of that little piece.
Okay.
Because they're doing that, the Empire arrives, right?
Which was a cool scene. That it's a Venator class, so it's still the Republic ships, but it's a cool scene that all of a sudden it's there over the top of Pabu, very, you know, Empire-esque, and blocks the sun, and you see all the little landing craft coming out of it, and it was pretty cool.
Very scary, you know, when something like that eclipses the sun, to tie that back to Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was in the path of like 99% totality on Monday. So it's kind of an eerie feeling to see something pass before the sun and block it out. So
yeah, I have seen
I can
a total
imagine
eclipse.
What that would be. Say it again.
I've seen a total eclipse. It's amazing. Yeah. It looks like a hole in the sky.
We weren't total. We were 98%.
Yeah.
If we wanted a total, we would have to have. Well, on a normal day would be to drive about 2 hours north of where I live. The eclipse, it took people about 12 hours to make that journey. Crazy.
Well,
anyway.
It wasn't a Venator class.
No, it wasn't a Venator class. Yeah. No. It was the solar system, moon and the sun. Yep. Anyway, yeah, so back on Pabu, the Empire just systematically destroys everything that their ships, their
They're cutting off
flying
escape
ships and their
routes.
floating ships and bringing out the citizens and at that point
Taking over.
really it's over. Like, what are they going to do? It's an island. Where are the people going to go? And at some point, Omega finally realizes, look, they're after me. Like, the more I keep hiding, the more that they're going to destroy this place and these people that I've come to love. And so it only makes sense for me to turn myself in. But in that whole process, there's a lot of destruction, and Wrecker tries to jump onto a ship and it gets shot down. And so he's, out in the water trying to swim
That's Hunter.
in.
That's Hunter.
Sorry, Hunter does that. Wrecker gets stunned somehow.
When the Marauder gets because the Marauder has been destroyed, right? That
Blowed
the
up.
assassin droids thrown explosives on it and targets him, and so the Marauder is gone, and Hunter get or Wrecker gets thrown back and stunned during that. So a lot happens. It's very Stormtrooper-esque, right? That the Empire comes in and just takes over and blows stuff up
Completely.
and
Crosshair and Omega are the two that are left. Okay, yeah, we can see that, right? Because they've been building up this relationship for a while, and ultimately Omega has to convince Crosshair that to let her go, and you can save me, put a tracker on the machine, come find me.
It's a good plan. They're trying to find Tantus, then they'd be able to track it. Use her as the bait.
And what happens? Crosshair misses. And I don't know that that was completely his fault. Like, there's that scene where he's trying to fight off the stormtroopers and, he's trying to shoot, but he can't get a good shot because he's trying to save himself. And by the time he takes the shot, the ship is gone and it misses. And I can only imagine how Crosshair feels at that moment. Yeah. Not as dark as the first one, but when combined with the first one, I was 6 o'clock in the morning now that I've watched these two things. I was not in a good moon last Wednesday.
Well, it's defeat in this one, right? That she's been kidnapped, the Marauder's
Oh.
destroyed, like the Bad Batch is in disarray, Pabu is smoking, right? It was defeat. Which I gotta say, and this comes up because of the next episode. Like we've been here before in this season, though, that she keeps getting kidnapped and rescued. Like I kind of, are they dragging the season out?
I
Because
think
all
they're
that.
trying to time it a little bit. I mean, like the next episode did feel like a little bit of I don't know, dragging it out, lengthening the tension, because we really, I don't think we really got a lot out of going to find Rampart. Like, unless he's going to be like the Hux of the episode and, turn and shoot himself in the leg and be like, they forced this out of me, whatever. I don't know.
Oh crap. Well, who's the guy that leaves the Empire during in Rebels?
Who's the guy that leaves the Empire? Yeah, Kallus.
Kallus, yeah. I would say
Yeah.
Kallus versus Hux. That Rampart could
Okay.
be. All right, so now we're doing Juggernaut here, the next episode. So the Empire has come in, crushed Pabu, taken what they wanted, left it smoking. They're basically a juggernaut. Is that what we're saying? That they're unstoppable, and
Yeah.
they're unstoppable. We send the Bad Batch on another mission for information, which we keep doing, right?
Yeah.
That they're going to find some next piece of the puzzle.
You want something? I want something from you. Do something for me. Yeah, that's, we've seen that a million times. So I don't know exactly how Crosshair knew that Rampart was in the work camp. Like, I don't remember that being established before. Do you?
Oh, they Yeah, they must have said something. You're right. I'm sorry. They must have said something. But we have started now with, so Omega's back. Hemlock has got her.
Yeah.
Aunt Antis walks her in. He's going to take her into Dolce's lab,
A lab,
right?
yeah.
Yeah. And then so she gets to interact with Carr. And she's kind of feeling Carr's empathy, or let's say, or emphasizes or has empathy with Carr that you don't have to do this, you know. And we have that moment, but I feel like that was recycled too, right? They've been in that lab before.
And I don't, and Emery knows more now, right? But Omega doesn't know. Omega doesn't know about the vault yet, right? So all she knows is that being in this lab, having her blood drawn, being in solitary confinement in that room that she was in with the dripping faucet, but she doesn't know about the other kids that are there.
Yeah.
So, you know, when Hemlock is like, all right, follow me. Welcome to your new home. Like, that's like a ton of bricks. I don't think Omega really understood that's what she was signing up for when she said, I'm going to turn myself in. I'm sure she thought I'm going to go back to my little office suite with the
Yeah,
window and
do her job again, feed the dogs, and
feed the
yeah.
dogs, and I'm going to figure out how to escape
Yeah.
again. So little does she know. She's gonna be put into the vault with these
Yeah.
kids who she's
So
much
that,
older than they
yeah.
are.
Yeah. Well, we don't know how old she is.
She's
14, is that what
definitely
we're going
much
with?
older. Yeah.
Yeah, she is. So that's where we started. But then we're back to Pabu. The batch is kind of there. The Venator is still there blocking communications. We got to go somewhere. Crosshair says, well, he thinks that because he was kind of with Rampart during that the attack on Kamino, right? So he suggests Rampart will know, right, to your point, that he doesn't really say like how he knows Rampart will know, other than he had sent Nala Se to Tantus. So if he sent Nala Se to Tantus, then he must know how to get her there, right? Or got Fee shows up through the tunnels. So now, which is a good time because now they have a way off the island because they didn't have a way off before.
Right, now they have a ship. Yep.
Yeah. So Fee's going to take them, and then he's at that, it's the Imperial labor camp at Erebus. Have we been to Erebus before? Was that the one in
I don't know that we've been to Erebus before.
oh, God.
We've definitely been on you know, on a race to you know, when the road is ending or you know, you have to get off the vehicle before the vehicle careens over the side of the cliff. We've definitely been there before,
Yeah.
but
Yeah.
I don't know if we've been done if we've done that on Erebus or not, but
Okay. Well, that wall, right? That big wall out front. It reminded me of the one in Andor. The one in Andor, that where the gold was all stashed. Was it the gold or was it that eye, that eye star experience? There was another labor camp there, and they had that big wall built out by the Empire. We'll Google
I'm
that next time.
trying.
We'll Google that next time. So they get to
I'm
Erebus.
trying to remember that Andor, where they have the heist and the yeah the
Yeah.
celestial sighting or whatever, and they
I
break out. Yeah,
yeah. That.
I didn't know that that was a work camp. Is that a work camp?
I don't know. What's. I mean, a
Oh,
work
my
camp's got to
brain.
produce something. So. Or build
Okay.
something. I don't know. But we get there to Erebus and Rampart is fixing pipes. He's a
He's
plumber.
fixing
Is that
pipes. Yeah, he's
yeah.
plumbing.
Okay. Fee is gonna get them in. She can't go through their sensor barrier, so she's gonna stay outside of it, drops them in. They're gonna go to a watchtower and download his location to pinpoint that. And that's the plan.
It all goes really well.
Yeah.
They
Does
figure
right,
out
they
where
get
he
the
is. Yeah. They find the car.
yeah
They
turbo
take
tank
over the car.
yeah
The
action,
fine way
action,
empire.
action.
Action, action,
I
dot, dot,
mean,
dot.
it was kind of like, all right, so we're going to break into a tank, we'll get the troops. It was kind of like that opening scene of Rogue One rescuing, the prisoners there. But
Congratulations,
so
you're
you're being
free.
liberated.
You're being liberated.
But they get Rampart. He is smart enough to know that he needs to negotiate a little bit, right? So they get him out. We have the big tank battle, and they jump the other tank. And I don't know why they were closing the barriers, because the barriers didn't seem to stop anything anyway.
It's like a
But
piece of plywood versus the tank, like.
yeah, jump the other turbo tank. They're out there on the run on the cliffs, and they're having to shoot them up. And the low altitude
Low altitude.
ships come in. My favorite Clone Wars ships come in that I'm still building in the backyard, my giant
Oh,
Lego one.
boy.
Come in, they have the shootout, defend the tank. Fee picks him up. Like, it was action, action, action.
Action, action, action. Dot,
Yeah.
dot, dot.
Yeah. But I mean, it was the same stuff we'd seen before, right? To defend a tank. Yeah. They've
So
rescued
what
Rampart.
happens? They bust through. They eventually, are being running away, but they've got Rampart. Rampart tries to shoot Crosshair. Crosshair stuns him. So now we've got to escape this vehicle that's going to careen off a cliff. And who comes but Fee? And of course, we've got that final scene where you've got Wrecker still on the tank thing and the extended ramp, and they're like, jump, and you wonder if Wrecker's gonna actually make it or if this is gonna be the demise of Wrecker.
I thought that too. I'm like, oh, we know they don't all make it. Like, we know that all is this how we get, we lose record. But I thought, nah, this is there has to be some big sacrifice, right?
If they had done that to me after the last two.
Well, yeah, and because tech was a big sacrifice, right? Their record just didn't make it on the bridge, and
Don't do that. That visual was too sad.
Okay.
Yeah, so then they're all back on Fee's ship, and they've got Rampart. And he eventually wakes up, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I can't remember if that was on the ship or if that was back on
No, it's in the ship.
Boo. It's on the ship. Okay.
Yeah.
And tell me what he says, because I don't remember.
He says he doesn't know how to get to Tantus because that's how it
Right.
was designed,
It was
but
designed that way.
he may know a way around that.
We got you off the planet. Now tell us where Tantus is.
It's more complicated than that.
Complicated how?
No one knows the coordinates to Tantus. It was designed that way. But I might know how to get around that.
Either you tell us now, or we drop you back in that Imperial prison.
Now, now, no need for threats. After all, we're in this together.
So we send them on another mission to find a guy to get some information.
I know a guy who knows a thing. Yeah, you gotta help him do this before you get that. I don't know. We've got 3 episodes left. Is that right?
Yeah, is that right?
I think it's three.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, three.
So,
Wow.
an hour-ish, maybe an
Yeah.
hour and 10-ish of content left. Like, how are we going to finish all of this?
Yeah.
They've told us this is the end of the Bad Batch. What are they gonna? Are they gonna just kill everybody off? And like, what's gonna happen here?
Yeah,
I'm
so we're doing predictions. I mean, they got to get Omega's blood sample because we had a clone Palpatine, and I don't know, you can like bury Rampart in the Empire somewhere. Like, he doesn't have to die, but I feel like the Bad Batch have to leave because they're not with Rex in the future.
Does Rex and Echo come back into the picture somehow?
Well, that too, like, where's Echo? Where's
Dude,
there, I
where
thought he
are
was
you?
part of the Bad Batch, but he's not.
Yeah,
So
he's an adjacent member.
Screen Crush had a theory that you can't have him now because he and Tech were kind of the same, that they could handle technology and stuff.
Yeah.
And without Tech, then Echo would do it. And then Echo's or Tech's sacrifice would be useless because Echo could just do what Tech did anyway. And so we can't
Okay.
really have Echo because then Tech's sacrifice wasn't for anything.
So Echo stays away so that there's continued tension or we continue to miss
Something
Tech.
that, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Either that or he and Rex are going to come in. Oh, the last episode. I was going to say he and Rex are going to come in with the cavalry.
The
The
cavalry
last
has
episode.
arrived.
Yeah. So maybe that's it. That Rex and Echo have been amassing this Venator class full of clone troopers for one last hurrah. Wouldn't that be cool?
The millions
Yeah.
that are
The
still out
millions.
there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, geez, I hope so. I need some happiness in my life. Star Wars is usually my little happy place,
Yeah.
and I need some happiness in this story. It cannot end in complete and utter darkness. I can't. Star Wars is all about hope
Yeah.
and love and where is that here?
Yeah.
I need a good
I don't know.
ending.
We need something. Yeah.
I need the kids to get out and go back to their parents. Yes, please. Thank you. That has to happen in order for me to, I think, sleep again at night. I need this to happen.
Would you quit Star Wars if they don't do this for you?
Oh, Lord. I
No.
don't think I could.
No.
But I definitely can't invest in this storyline anymore if they don't. So we'll have to find another storyline, fast forward 40 years and Omega and Rey join forces at Rey's new Jedi Academy.
You're really looking forward to that one, aren't you?
I can totally see that happening, and I'd be very happy with that. Yeah. Very happy.
Okay. Yeah.
Somehow Grogu's there as well, like
Yeah.
in my canon, they're all sitting around having a good Jedi time. Yeah.
A good old Jedi time.
Yeah. I don't know. Mando has to find love. I think he goes back and finds that woman and they live happily ever after. Remember that woman that with those the pools of the blue pools or whatever?
Yeah.
I can't remember where she was, but she kind of dug Mando and was like, take off your helmet. He's like, I can't. But yeah, so I think Mando needs to find some love. I think Grogu needs to be a Jedi. Yeah, and then we can start again. And let's just keep it rolling. I can do like we have now, like two or three television programs a year, maybe a movie or two a year.
Yeah.
Let's do that like for the next
I
20
like it.
years.
Sounds
Disney,
good to
can we
me.
make that happen? Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. There's fans for it.
I'll continue to do it. But those
All
kids
right.
have got to go back home. Anyway,
Yeah.
yeah. So I was really looking forward to this podcast. As you can tell, I'm glad we got through it. Thank you for helping me being my guide for this one because that
Yes.
was pretty bad.
Therapist slash
Thank you,
memory.
Hunter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just have not wanted to remember, but okay. So we've got another one. There are no more double episodes, right? It's
No,
just one a
no.
week until the
Yeah.
end of the month. Okay. So we've got that. And then we'll see how it ends. Then we'll take probably a much needed hiatus for a
Hiatus,
couple
yeah.
weeks. And then the Acolyte starts in June.
Yeah, that's gonna be good. It's only, but yeah, it is only a couple weeks, right? May 1st is the last episode for this, and then Acolytes in June.
I need to brush up on the High
Yeah, me
Republic.
too.
I don't
Me
know
too.
anything about it. Maybe we should try to do something like that after the Bad
Okay.
Batch, like
Okay.
spend May trying to
A
understand what the
briefing on
Acolyte
it.
is.
Yeah.
I'll give you a little project. It'll be like you're back in
Okay.
school. I'd like you to do a
Okay.
presentation on the High
Okay.
Republic.
Overview,
Give me an
power
overview.
structure,
PowerPoint
highlights,
that for
lowlights.
me.
Got
Yeah,
it. Okay.
exactly. Crazy. Anyway, I guess that's it for today, unless you have
Yeah.
anything else that you'd like to
No,
talk about,
no,
Hunter.
no. We continue to get closer to answering the question. Somehow Palpatine returned.
Somehow Palpatine returns. Okay. Well, dear listeners, come join us. We have a little Facebook group that we call the Pergil Pod Podcast Group. Pergil Podcast Group. I forget exactly what it's called. Find us on Facebook anyway. Or reach out with your little fingertips on your keyboard, thepergilpod@gmail.com. We love hearing from our listeners. And have yourself a great week, and we'll see you back here next week, Hunter.
All right, you have a good week.
See ya. Bye.
Don't you? I have pregnancy brain, so okay.
All right, I guess for now we follow the Pergil.
The only time you are wasting is your own.
Good episode.
Yep.